KSL News Time is now 8:29. Another check of triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning. And well, what's the commute looking like right now, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, the crash we have on Bangor Highway in Taylorsville, northbound at 5400 South, is over to the right shoulder. But we've still got delays that stretch back to the 6200 South intersection. So that's still a rough patch that you want to avoid if you can, you know, a good way around it. And I'm also seeing a lot of slowing remaining on I-15 from the Bangor Highway construction zone in Draper all the way up through 90th South. But from 90th South to downtown, it looks like you'll keep the speed limit, Holly.
We still have a bit of slowing I-15 southbound as you approach Thanksgiving Point, but it is thinning out significantly from what we were looking at earlier, and a traffic trooper was calling in and telling us it's mainly affecting that right-hand lane and exit ramp. 2100 North eastbound is heavy and slow, backing up past 2300 West. Eric?
For the city streets in Davis County, 500 West from West Bountiful down to about 500 South. That's 400 North to 500 South. That's a busy spot. I-15 through the same area is looking good. And in fact, the whole stretch from Ogden to downtown is at speed if you're on the freeway. Do you get that nagging feeling every time you start your car only to find that pesky check engine light? Have the pros at AAMCO investigate with a free diagnostic. Go AAMCO. AAMCO. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.